Welcome to today's Encore, the 5th of June. Here's what I forgot existed. It's me and Steve Bozell talking about Steve's bitter disappointment in not winning the various yodeling competitions he's entered. And Bobby Dooley discusses cutting Steve off.
Well, what's so funny about that? Yeah, what is funny about that?
Just find it funny. It's from last year, June 8, 2022. Today's Encore on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. All right, we got... what do we have?
Steve Bozell.
Oh, we got Steve Bozell in the bathtub.
Yes, well, Bud, you...
Yeah, I talked to Mr. Bozell. I told him you do not like people in a bathtub on a normal basis, but that we would allow it.
We would allow it, and you told him that Phil has that problem with... Wait.
Hold on for a minute. What is this music, by the way?
It's the drum heads or something. I forget what it's called, but it's...
I like it.
Yeah, it's great, but it started to turn very Eastern.
It's a band called the Flowerheads, and the song is 05.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's a good song. So Stephen Bozell won?
I told Mr. Bozell he's in a bathtub. He's had a very stressful day. He just came from the National Yodeling, from the Yodel Off.
All right. This is where I draw the line. This has got to be horse dung.
No, I swear to God.
He came from the what? He came from the National Yodel Off. I know. This is an actual event. They had it this year, I believe, in Ravenswood or Oildale.
No, they had it in Oildale.
They had it in Oildale near Bakersfield.
Nil Bakersfield?
Does everybody got to point out every time I make a mistake here? Near Bakersfield, correct?
Yes, Phil. I thought it was Ravenswood, no?
No, it was near Oildale. No, it was in Oildale. Oildale near Bakersfield.
Bakersfield.
Sorry.
I'm from Fresno, okay? Which doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, we're talking about Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, Jack, not Bakersfield.
All right, so what's the story here?
Stephen Bozell is on the line in Corona, California. He was at the National Yodel Off today or yesterday.
They
had it yesterday in Oildale.
Hey, Steve, how you doing? It's Phil Henry.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I'm doing about as good as can be expected.
Okay, so, Steve, I know that in the past you talked to us about being a... You compete in yodeling?
Yeah, before this whole thing turns into a comedy sketch and a comedy routine that I'm very familiar sometimes can happen on your program, what I was trying to say to you is I had tweeted this and talked about this at an earlier occasion that I had yodeled through, I was at the National Yodel Showdown, then the Yodel 2021, the United States Yodeler Championships, and the California Yodeling Exhibition. And this was the National Yodel Off for 2022 to see who would be in the National Yodel Showdown.
All right, so this is a brand new year.
Yeah, it's a brand new year, and it's a brand new set of competitions. And I can tell you, I have been yodeling, and it's a kind of a unique thing. It's the Bozell family. We come from a family of country musicians. My uncles and my aunts were in country music and bluegrass groups. And I know you like bluegrass music, Mrs. Henry. I mean...
Mrs. Henry, you are nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm just that I'm worn out from... You know, I'll just say it. I yodel my back end off. And I have yodeled and I've yodeled through all kinds of different competitions. And I haven't won jack.
Yeah, he's very upset and wanted to kind of vent on the program about it.
What are you upset about? What are you worried about, Bozell? You haven't won anything?
I'm not worried about anything. I just need to, I'm sitting in a bathtub right now, trying to just forget, you know, I was even born, to be honest with you, because I've had, hold on. Oh, you're kidding me, that feels so goddamn good.
What did I tell you?
I told him.
Okay, get him back on the phone. Not yet, bud, I'll do it. Get him back on the phone and tell him that I don't want that, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Bozell?
Yeah, Steve Bozell.
Hey, Steve, it's Phil.
I'm sorry. Oh, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wonder what happened to you.
What happened to me is we cut you off when you started in with the whole, oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a blast of hot water, and it's been a long day.
Steve, this is Margaret. I know a little something about performing. I know a little something about the pressures of performing. I don't know anything about yodeling. Can you give us an example of your yodeling style?
I can. I'm in the bathtub right now, and I'll do the best I can. But you understand that when you're sitting in warm water, and you're warming up the lower extremities, it kind of sends hot air and the heatness up through it, up into the dive. So everything warms up and sort of pushes up into your head. And
well, what, is that bad or is that good?
No, it's not. It's not good because you want to keep the instrument, the yodel instrument, which is between the throat all the way to the sinuses. That's the full yodeler.
And what do you mean? That's the full yodeler. That's the instrument.
That's where the song, the soon. That's where the sound.
I understand what you're saying, Steve. That is where all of the music is made.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
That's where the music is between the throat.
Between the throat and the upper sinuses. See, that's those are exercises that I do. And
Now, wait a minute, Steve. Was that you yodeling a song?
No, sir. That was, as I said, General, if you'll just listen, those are yodeling exercises.
I want to make a point here, Steve.
Hold on. Those are yodeling exercises. That's not me sitting there getting my cookies and going, hey, look how great I am. Because, you know, you do that, and in my world, in the world of the yodel and the national yodeler called me the top up-and-coming yodel, you know, contestant for the year 2015. I was on my way, okay?
All right, Steve, I don't want to, what I was going to say is, I admire your ability, and you sound good to me, but you're saying you've never won any competitions.
I haven't won jack.
All right, let it out, man. If you need to say it, say it.
Okay, I haven't won jack shit, okay?
Now you sound very angry to the point of it's a little disturbing.
I don't mean to bother you, Ms. Gray, or you, Mr. Hendry, or you, General Shaw, or you, Bud. No, and none of your listeners out there do I mean to bother. But when you have spent your life, as I have, in yodeling competition after, then think about it, Mr. Hendry. The Yodeler Monthly, the National Yodel Weekly, said that I was one of the up and coming stars. And as I said, at the Yodel Off, I feel that I'm...
Have they had the yodel off yet?
They did, yeah.
And what happened?
I didn't win jack shit. Okay, what's so funny? I demand to know.
No, it's just that you got so emotional there when you said, I haven't won jack you-know-what, that I'm sorry, Steve, I don't mean to laugh. Look, Steve, you know, you're a competitor. As long as you're in the game, you've got a chance to win it.
Yeah, that's what they tell me every year. Okay.
I'd like to hear a little bit more of your yodeling, Steve. Is there a song you know?
Yeah, there's a song. Oh, way down south in a glen by the sea lives my girl. Her name is Annabelle Lee. Every morning I call for Annabelle Lee.
Well, it got a little confused there.
I get to a point where I don't care anymore, you know.
Well, don't get discouraged, Steve. I mean, you know, as we have, you've heard today here on our show, and as others have, I'm sure, have told you, you only lose when you give up.
Yeah, I've heard all that of horse dung. Hold on for a minute. What do you want? It's in my desk drawer. I got my the bathtub that I'm in, Mr. Henry, is in my office. It's just in the restroom of my office. And I just had Cassie come in. She's one of my people. It's in the desk. She's one of my people coming in looking for a report that we did on a tilt-up last month.
And you're naked in a bathtub?
No, I'm not naked in a bathtub. Okay, I'm down, well down in the water, and I pulled a towel in, and so.
All right, we're not trying to gang up on you, Steve. We got Steve Bozell here with us. Steve has been very disappointed. And now, you tweeted last January the following. You said, I yodeled my ass off through 5 competitions, the National Yodel Showdown, Yodel 2021, the United States Yodeler Competition, and the California Yodeling Exhibition, and now you're talking about the Yodel Off.
Yeah, this is the Yodel Off.
Did they have it already or not?
No, they're having it next week, and they're having it in Oildale. And this is probably my one last chance. You want to get right down to it. Mr. Hendry, I'm not a spring chicken. I'm in my late 30s. I'm 37 years old. And I won't be yodeling I don't think anybody's going to want to come and listen to it. Some old, busted down
Well, you're hardly old and busted down in your late 30s.
They've got young yodelers coming up all the time. And so, I don't know, I just...
It's frustrating.
It's very frustrating, especially when you are, you know, have to balance between the demands of a yodeling competition and working here in my office. And I've got guys like Cliff Pettigrew, who when I do, you know, a very typical song like a Yodel for Annabelle Lee or Yodel Till You Drop, which is a kind of a modern one, and he's in the other room, and I'll go like, you love, 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 love. I can hear him in the other room going, ha, ha, ha. You know, here's Cliff right now. Isn't that right, Cliff? Hey, I love how this man sounds. I love listening to him yodel.
Don't lie.
No, I love listening to this man yodel.
Are you Cliff Pettigrew, the Cliff Pettigrew?
The who?
Are you Cliff Pettigrew, the Cliff Pettigrew? The Cliff Pettigrew?
Pettigrew? This guy's got a... he wants to know. It's Phil Henry. He's a...
Who?
It's Phil Henry. He wants to know, are you the Cliff Pettigrew? Hey, listen, I'm Cliff Pettigrew. I'm every bit Cliff Pettigrew, just like the yodeler here. Steve Bozell.
All right, Cliff, we got some jobs that need to get, you know, I need you to get a bid in on those jobs down in Foster City.
I'm going to Foster's Freeze right now. You want something?
No, I do not want. I need for you to bid them jobs. What a baby.
Later on.
That's Cliff Pettigrew.
That's the famous Cliff Pettigrew.
Yeah, the famous Cliff Pettigrew, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's the guy you're always talking about. Isn't that the guy that did? Now, don't you have a picture, we won't say who, but you have a picture of a former president on your desk. And he's giving a speech, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, don't say who, but didn't Pettigrew walk by and take a look and said he looks like he's squeezing one off?
Yeah, he does that all the time. He's always attacking and always making fun. You know, I contacted my attorney because, I know a lot of you think that I'm kind of a baby.
You know, Bozell, why don't you get off this lawyer kick and suing everybody?
Wait a minute, because this is important. I contacted my attorney not because, I got thin skin. But I just wanted to know the lay of the land on this thing. I just wanted to know what my rights were pertaining to having a picture of a former president on my desk. Okay? And I'm very proud of that picture. And hit me just one more time. I'm not doing anything, Mr. Andrew. I'm feeling it right now. Yeah.
Okay, I can hear that, man.
All right, sorry. Turn it off. God, it's too hot. So here's what happened. Pettigrew, walks by my desk, and he goes, hey, look at that, old president, blankety blank. He looks like he's pinching one off and dropping one into his slacks. And I'm like, are you kidding me or something? I mean, and here's the thing. Cliff Pettigrew is probably one of my best men, maybe one of the best job chiefs that I've had, one of the best crew chiefs I've had. And here he is, and he walks by, and he sees a picture of a former president of the United States on my desk giving a speech over here in Colton, California about 3 years ago. And he goes, take a look at that. He looks like he's squeezing one off and dropping it directly into his slacks. Okay, I'll see you later after lunch. I'm like, what did you just say, man? And I said, well, what did you just say? So I contacted Dolores Blazengame, my attorney, and I asked her, what are my rights in this situation? Okay. And she said, well, what do you I said, I got a president of the United States. You know, this is way off the topic.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about your yodeling.
We are talking about my yodeling, but I can go and I practice yodeling. And what I'm trying to say to you is, even in my own office, in a company that I own, I'll sit here right now, watch this. Because I just saw Pettigrew go, watch this.
Pretty.
Okay, Pettigrew, I just proved the point. I knew you'd come by and say something.
Of course I'm going to say something. You sound pretty as hell. Do that again, will you?
Get out of here or you're fired.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry.
Well, look, if this guy is harassing you, and Cliff Pettigrew, you made him famous on this show. I didn't know he's still working for you.
Oh, yeah, he's working for me. You know, I mean, what I ought to do is fire him.
You fire that guy, Bozell, and you know all of your jobs go in the tank. You said it. He's your best worker.
Yes, and that's the part. Anyway, the yodel off is next week, and all I ask is that I get a fair shake. I know that the yodel off people may be listening. Maybe they're not. I don't know. But I ask that I get a fair shake because I have yodeled and yodeled and yodeled and yodeled. and I have tried to the very best of my ability.
Yeah, that's important to you, ain't it?
Hey, Pettigrew, bug off. And a yodeling competition, they're important to me, and I've tried my very hardest and my very best, and I haven't won jack yet.
All right, Steve, don't get so distracted by this and so angry that it starts to ruin your life, you know?
Well, when you've given... it ruined my life. When you've given a good part of your life to the yodel...
Giving your life to the yodel.
Yeah, and this is the Dickman...
I'm not to say anything, man. You're saying you're giving your life to the yodel. Maybe you ought to start giving it something else.
Hey, there's a good point.
Well, let me ask, so as I said, and I've been listening very, very quietly and with great interest, Steve, because I said I am a performer, and I know what it's like for a lot of little people, little tiny people...
That's exactly right, Ms. Gray.
Yes, little tiny people to begin attacking you, making fun of you, mocking you, because you've got a dream. Don't give up on your dream. The Yodel Off is next week where?
Again, it's in Oildale, California, National Yodel Off. I'm going to sing Annabelle Lee. Oh, I know a girl, her name is Annabelle Lee. I got to practice and everything.
Yeah, I don't know what a good yodeler sounds like, to be honest with you. I mean, I've heard them.
Oh, you know what they sound like. They can do that whole, yay, you know, bud. Yeah, they go up and down and up and down and up and down.
I know how to do all that, okay? That's not all there is to it. Otherwise, I would have won like 9 million world championships. I can go, oh, I love a girl, their name. Her name is Annabelle Lee. Like that. That was, a touch that I put on it 2 years ago. So this is Annabelle Lee, as the young man dies of a broken heart. And I go, well, I love a little girl. Her name is Annabelle Lee. Yodel-a-loo-loo, yodel-a-loo-loo, yodel-a-loo-loo-hoo. Like that. And people start laughing. I understand how it sounds funny, but that's a man dying of a broken heart.
Yeah, but you got to understand, Steve, that does sound funny.
Okay, yeah, but once I say to the audience, this is a man dying of a broken heart, and I go, you think that's funny?
I can understand how some people would. Well, you know Dickman.
Yeah, I know about Dickman.
Get me, man, it's the funniest thing I ever heard. A guy goes, ooh. Of course a guy's going
to
laugh.
It is funny, Steve. So you're expecting people not to laugh?
If I say to them he's dying of a broken heart, yeah. God damn, man.
All right, Steve. Well, time to call up Blazingame and start suing the hell out of people, huh?
You know, I know that you people think that that's all that I am, and I know that you people think that that's all that I am. Okay?
Yeah, and we think that that's all that you are.
Okay.
You kind of repeat, and you do that, Steve. You repeat yourself.
See, this is I love to come on your program, because if anything takes my pride and kicks it right straight in the nuts...
Steve, I believe, and I know you've heard this lecture before, I believe you need to stop taking yourself so seriously and start laughing along with the world.
Well, wait a minute. Do people laugh at you when you said you wanted to be a singer? Were people going, yeah, right?
Some people, yes.
Some people?
Yes, some people. Said my mother. She said you have no business being a singer. My very best friend in the world, a girl by the name of Kristen... said, you a singer? Ha, 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 ha. And you know what I did? I took the hamburger that I was eating, and I slowly pushed it into her mouth. She was going, ha, 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 ha. And I very slowly as I possibly could, pushed the hamburger I was eating, fried onions, all right, animal style.
You got it in and out?
No, but it was animal style. I had the fried onions. This was in Pennsylvania. And I slowly pushed it into her face, and I said, you watch. And that year, I debuted in musical theater on the stage there in Philadelphia, and then I went to New York, and I understudied in Camelot. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
I know, Ms. Gray. You've done a lot of great things, and you was on television, too.
I had a few shots as an actress, yes.
Okay, and I don't want any of that. All I want to do is, for the first time in my life, go to a yodel off and have them stand up and say, you know what? Let's move them on to the next level.
Well, Steve, listen, you got all of our best wishes. Even mine, Steve. I really do. I wish you the best.
Yeah, well.
I swear to God, I do. And you're going to sing that Annabelle Lee. I will tell you this, though. If you have the guy die at the end.
I don't care. I told them, I said, this is a man who's going to die.
guy.
Now, if you find that funny, man, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, her name is Annabelle Lee.
See, because he dies of a heart attack.
Yeah, but okay.
What?
Nothing, nothing. You do it, man. Do the best you can. The very best of luck to you, Steve.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry. Thank you all. Yo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
He can hear you laughing at him.
I'm not laughing at you, Steve. It was just that last bit of yodeling you did there, man.
So he's going to go to the Yodel Off, which is next week in Oildale, California Nationals. Okay?
Wait, hold on for a minute. Are you people serious or something?
About what?
I mean, I can understand humoring the man, but Steve's not on the air with us. The National Yodel Off. Hey, you know what? It's a man's dream.
You know, General, there's a lot of things you're involved in that I think are pretty kooky and weird and funny.
Yeah, like what?
I'll think of one.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm the only normal guy here.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks very much, General. You know, yeah, you're the guy that started that whole, my voice is cracking.
Hey, because I've got a hydration problem doesn't make me some kind of a weird ass.
Not much.
Okay, we're coming back here on the Phil Henry Show with a report from Bobby Dooley from, and only Bobby, Steve's not there, right?
No, Steve has been, quote, cut off. You guys think that's funny?
Cut off.
Well, it is interesting.
Well, that's the official word.
Bobby Dooley next from Butner Lake in the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass subscription. You can get it with PayPal. You can get it with your major credit cards. And when you got it, you get it. When you get it, you have it. Being a subscriber, being a member of the Backstage Pass family is a very special, special elite and elite formation. You are a part of the Phil Henry Show family. You're steeped in the cultures and traditions, the idioms, the verbiage. You know, it's pretty cool.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Those are my glasses.
Sorry.
Get a subscription at philhenryshow.com. That is philhenryshow.com for a subscription to philhenryshow.com.
Yeah, because you can't get in the archives unless you have it.
Have what?
Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And with us, Bobby Dooley jumping on the line here from Butner Lake. Steve's not with her, right?
No, Steve has been, quote-unquote, cut off. Bobby, it's Margaret. Bobby, it's Margaret.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Bud.
Sorry.
So you have, quote-unquote, cut Steve off, and I don't really want to talk about that because I find it a little bit vulgar.
Well, Margaret, I don't mean to be vulgar, but it is, quite frankly, the result of Steve acting out on Twitter, talking about his so-called, you know, sexuality. The initial reason was one of his tweets, I work hard, I play hard, I am hard. What do you think of that?
I think it's vulgar.
Well, thank you very much. I thought so, too. And as a result of that, I issued an order from Badoo.
Now, let's talk about this Badoo thing.
Wait, hold on. That happens to be the shorthand that I use that was incorporated on your program by this Mr. Danger with the Duck Danger shorthand. I call myself Badoo or Boobdoo, but in the official capacity as Steve's wife, the head of the Homeowners Association, and quite frankly, as you have called me, the head, excuse my language, Phil, the head bitch.
I called you that one time in anger. I don't think that that's your title.
Well, you know what? It is when it comes to Steve. I cut him off.
All right, Bobby, going to, you know, these tweets from Steve, and some of them are fairly recent. I don't know which are the ones that really got you angry, but here, now hold on for just a minute. Here's one. He tweeted out, well, first, what he 3 days ago, he said he was on track for a DJ job. And I think had we talked to him about that?
No, you had not. He said he was on track for a disc jockey job at the Reptile, which is a new dance club over in Perner, you know. And so, good for him. But I told him that he was needed at the Western States Homeowners Association meetings to carry in the flag, to push the play button on the boombox, to play Hail to the Chief. I've been through all of this so many times.
Yes, but we don't understand. We haven't heard this. And so why can't he take a Friday night off?
Because it's his job to play Hail to the...
Why can't... What do you need Hail to the Chief played?
you know, I'm not going to go through the particulars of my marriage. He knew where he was supposed to be on Friday nights. When I walk into the Homeowners Association meetings playing Hail to the Chief, I don't, but he plays it on a
He plays it on a boombox.
That's right. And I don't know if you've heard it. Do you know it, General?
I know the song, yes.
Okay, he goes, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And then Steve goes, and here is, no, I don't want you, Steve. Hold on for a minute. No. Go back in the den. No. Go back into where the television is. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I'm Badoo. And this is the Western States Homeowners Association meeting.
You don't call yourself Badoo.
Wait a minute. This is a Homeowners Association meeting, and you call yourself Badoo?
Yes, I Badoo. That's what I say. When I say I do, yes, I Badoo. I wish this had been in existence when I got married. When he said, you take this man, I'd say, yes, I Badoo. Yes, down at Tang.
Look, Ms. Dooley, whatever little funny dance you like to do with life, that's great. We're here talking to you about what?
Mr. Henry invited me on his program.
I wanted to find out about this whole cutting Steve off thing.
I cut him off because after he tweeted about being disappointed, I said, Friday nights, we're out. You're carrying the flag, while Hail to the Chief is playing. He responded, oh, carry your own dumb flag, Bobby, okay? I mean, you look like 50 yards of dork walking in behind me with the flag and Hail to the Chief. And that's, he called me 50 years a dork. Then he goes, F me. That's what I said, and I'm quoting, you are hereby ordered.
Yes, we already know about this. So you cut him off.
Wait a minute. I'm not done yet, General. You're hereby ordered off of Twitter now. We'll work on your apology later. For now, you're ordered off of Twitter, and you're also cut off. This, then, is the order of Badoo! Go ahead. You can.
She needs a psychiatrist.
Tell me about it.
Well, why do you keep having that woman on? She sounds like she's lost her mind. She sounds like she's losing her mind every time you have her on this flippin' show.
Yeah? You can't yell like that. Yeah? You can't yell like that. No, you can't. No, you can't. Can I get in for free? Give me the phone, Bobby.
I ought to just cancel you out of this show right now. I ought to just say you're no longer allowed on this show. Why don't I? No, you're not on the air. Why don't I? Because, frankly, you're popular with, yeah, you're popular with my listeners. So that doesn't make any difference. That doesn't make any difference.
Let me talk. Bobby, hi, it's Margaret. No, you're not on the air. That screaming has got to end. I know I've done it. You lose patience and you scream. Maybe you've had will you listen to me? Will you listen to me? Do what you want, you stinking whore.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm sick of this.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley? Yeah, nobody wants to talk to you. No, no one wants to talk to you. Okay, well, here's Mr. Henry.
What are you doing, man?
I just want to say one thing, okay? I'm Badoo. You understand? I am...
You're nuts! I will take it under advisement whether we ever have that woman back on the show ever again as long as I breathe air on this planet.
I'm Badoo.
You gang up on her, man.
Gang up on her?
Hang up on her. Gang up on her.
Hi, everyone. I'm Badoo.
I said to hang up on her.
Right. I'm Badoo. I'm Badoo. I'm Badoo. I'm Badoo.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, something he has no control over. Executive produced by Phil Henry, yeah, sure. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, yeah, sure. On Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw. Don't do it, bud.
I'm Badoo.
I didn't do that.